For the investigations, normally the urine analysis is done, which shows large amount of imidodipeptides, which is the product of this collagen synthesis, which must be present. So when the collagen synthesis and all the metabolism is impaired, it lead to accumulation of imidodipeptides, which are excreted in the urine. Besides this, proline hydroxyproline ratio in the collagen is increased. Reduced or absent prolidase activity can be detected in the red and white blood cells or cultured fibroblast. Besides this, mild anemia, thrombocytopenia, and hypergammaglobulinemia was also seen. Prenatal diagnosis can be done by amniocentesis and chorionic villus sampling. For the management, the first line treatment is the general measurement, that is general measures, cleaning and dressing of the ulcers. Besides this, the specific treatment is topical 5% proline and 5% glycine combined in an ointment base, which is effective in healing the ulcers. This is more effective than a topical 5% proline alone. Oral proline administration does not produce any clinical improvement since it is a protein and it is degraded later on. Oral manganese can also be given, which is an important cofactor for prolidase, along with ascorbic acid. Since these patients show growth and developmental impairment as well, and they show that there is a deficiency of growth hormone in them, so growth hormone should also be given in the form of topical for the skin lesions and systemic growth hormone, which showed result in the healing of the recalcitrant ulcer reported in one patient. Enzyme replacement therapy can be done by enzyme replacement method, that is transfusion of prolidase containing red cells. Other methods like pulse steroid and apheresis exchange can also produce improvement in the skin ulcers.